It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The world's largest meat processing company, JBS, with headquarters in Greeley, has restarted most of its production after a cyber attack. The FBI attributed the attack to a Russian-speaking ransomware gang. The Associated Press reports the attack on JBS was the largest yet on a food manufacturer by a ransomware syndicate, but they've targeted at least 40 food companies over the last year, including Molson Coors. A measure requiring schools in Colorado to stop using American Indian mascots is headed for a final vote in the state house. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
American Indian mascots are rare in Colorado, but still exist. Under the bill, if public schools fail to stop using the mascots, they would be fined $25,000 per month starting next summer. Democratic sponsor Adrian Benavides calls American Indian mascots like the Lamar Savages intolerant, harmful, and dehumanizing.
They perpetuate negative stereotypes of America's first people and contribute to a disregard for the personhood of Native Americans.
Some opponents say the fines are too steep and schools should be allowed more time. Schools that already have an agreement with a tribe to use an American Indian mascot are exempt. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Kids named the 20 snowplows that were added to the state's fleet this year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Eisenplower, Snowtorious B.I.G., Cheeseball, and Plowzilla are just a few of the winning names. The new plows will have their names printed on their doors. The inaugural Name That Plow competition brought in more than 1,000 entries. The 20 creative kids who were chosen will get to take a photo with their plow later this summer or early fall. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's a mostly sunny morning. In Vail, currently 37 degrees, Grand Junction 59, Boulder 54. Metro Denver has highs in the 80s this afternoon. This is CPR News.